Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We just confirmed we're going to be joined by sports journalist Mike Clemens at the very end of this hour to talk about the Packers' big trade for Micah Parsons. So you're going to want to stay tuned through that. We'll break it all down for you with Mike Clemens coming up shortly. Right now, I want to talk about how bad things are getting at some of our most critical federal agencies. Because over the last 24 hours, one could say that the CDC has imploded. The Centers for Disease Control, you know, the agency that if we had an Ebola outbreak in the United States, or swine flu, it would be the CDC that would be charged with coordinating our nation's response to try to save Americans' lives. And RFK, a conspiracy theorist who said during his confirmation hearings that you shouldn't look to him for medical advice, has pushed out the head of the CDC, which has led to mass resignations. He's been laying off tons of staff. There was a shooting at the CDC, to which Donald Trump has yet to respond. He is gutting one of the agencies that is so critically necessary to protect all of our health. So forget, I don't want to have another argument about this vaccine or that vaccine. Can we all agree that the world is better because we have vaccines, that fewer kids die because we've got vaccines, that, you know, we've gotten healthier? For crying out loud, we had declared measles eradicated. It's not now. Just look to northern Wisconsin, where more measles cases have been uncovered. I think there's 5 diagnosed cases. And I'm going to talk more about the CDC because one of the people that resigned yesterday wrote a resignation letter that I think every single American should read. And I'm going to read portions of it to you. But I also wanted to point this out. And this is getting less press because of everything that has been happening with the CDC and, of course, the Federal Reserve. But this also happened. The Trump administration has loosened critical food safety standards. At the same time, the FDA is looking to contain a new outbreak of a flesh-eating parasite. I can't make this up. They're like, oh, you know, it's all right if a few people die from foodborne illnesses, parasites, and diseases. I'm sure we should just loosen those standards and fire more people, more of the inspectors that go to our meat processing plants. They're already overwhelmed. And the new proposed inspection rule that's going to loosen these safety standards, it mainly impacts just 3 meat processors in the United States. But these 3 meat processors comprise 60% of all pork sales in the U.S. So basically, they've got like an oligopoly. And one of these 3 pork processors is a company called JBS. This is a Brazilian meatpacking giant whose New York Stock Exchange debut, their IPO, was what? Surprise, surprise, just approved by the Trump administration and who gave the Trump inaugural committee how much? Oh yeah, $5 million. They've also spent $1.5 million just this year lobbying Congress and the federal government, including the Department of Agriculture. Remember, I started the show by talking about the guy that worked for chemical companies that manufactured PFAS and who was suing the federal government, you know, a few months ago to undo the federal government's rules about PFAS. And now he's in charge of those rules. This is not about public health, safety, and welfare. It's not. It's about distracting people with conspiracy theories, anti-science lies, making us all less healthy, less safe, and dividing us all from within. Because trust me, billionaires will always have very safe pork, very clean water, land that is not riddled with PFAS, and very clean air to breathe. And when they run out of it here because they've turned the world into a garbage dumpster, they'll have their penis rockets to take them to Mars. But I digress. Let me bring us back to where I wanted to focus this afternoon. Over the last 24 hours, the head of the CDC has been fired, as I noted before. There was a back and forth, some of it happening on social media, about whether or not she was fired, whether RFK Jr. could actually fire her. He can't, because she was appointed by the president and confirmed by Congress. But in the midst of all of this, four officials, also from the CDC, resigned. They are Dr. Deborah Hoory, the CDC's chief medical officer, Dr. Dimitra Daskalakis, who ran the center that issues vaccine recommendations, Dr. Daniel Jerrigan, who oversaw the center that oversees vaccine safety, and Dr. Jennifer Layden, who led the Office of Public Health Data. Dr. Jerrigan was deeply involved in the agency's response to anthrax, swine flu, and COVID. Dr. Daskalakis worked on the Mpox outbreak. Layden established the COVID Strategic Science Unit, and Dr. Hoory built the agency's opioid response program. Former CDC leaders are appalled. Dr. Mandy Cohen, who ran the agency during the second half of the Biden administration, called the officials, quote, exceptional leaders who have served over many decades and many administrations. Dr. Ann Schuchat, the CDC's principal deputy director until her retirement in May 2021, called them the best of the best. These individuals are physicians, scientists, public health superstars. We should all be scared about the nation's health consistency. What led to this breakdown? Well, the straw that broke the camel's back is the new guidelines on the COVID vaccine, restricting its availability. But that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Mass HHS layoffs and mass layoffs at CDC, restructuring, that was part of this process. Then in June, Kennedy ousted all of the members of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices and replaced them with new appointees, most of whom are vaccine skeptics. Weeks later, that newly constituted committee said that it was going to review the entire childhood immunization schedule. In a commentary article that was published by the Journal of American Medicine, the 17 members who were fired said the abrupt firings, appointment of new members, and reduction of CDC staff dedicated to immunizations, quote, have left the U.S. vaccine program critically weakened, unquote. And before this catastrophe, over the last 24 hours, in May, Kennedy bypassed CDC staff and that committee to say that U.S. health officials would no longer recommend coronavirus vaccines for healthy children and healthy pregnant women. Unbelievable. In response to that earlier announcement in May, Lakshmi, and I'm never going to get this woman's name right, Panagiotakopoulos. Maybe I'm close. Lakshmi Panagiotakopoulos, who led a coronavirus vaccine work group of CDC staff and outside experts, she quit. And then weeks later, Fiona Havers, who oversaw the CDC's respiratory virus data and was in charge of presenting it to that committee, she quit. Then Mr. Kennedy said in spring he was going to promote vitamin A to combat an outbreak of what? Measles in Texas, and directed the CDC to include it in guidance for caring for patients. Experts say that vitamin A can be beneficial for supportive care after someone has gotten sick from measles, but it is generally used in countries where children are malnourished, and stress it is not a replacement for vaccination. And then there was their collective response to a shooting at the CDC, which in and of itself reflects in part, indisputably, an environment of deep distrust fueled by conspiracy theories, not backed by widely accepted peer-reviewed science, fomented by the very head of DHHS. That shooting happened on August 8th, where a gunman fired hundreds of bullets at the CDC's Atlanta headquarters, killing a police officer before fatally shooting himself. But, you know, it's not the guns. So I want to read a bit of the resignation letter because it is simply shocking. This is the resignation letter issued or sent yesterday by one of these four scientists who quit. And it is shocking. So here are some portions of that for you to consider. I find the views of Mr. Kennedy and his staff challenge my ability to continue in my current role at the agency and in the service of the health of the American people. Enough is enough. I have never experienced such radical non-transparency, nor have I seen such unskilled manipulation of data to achieve a political end rather than serve the good of the American people. You have put people of dubious intent and more dubious scientific rigor in charge of recommending vaccine policy. Their desire to please a political base will result in death and disability of vulnerable children and adults. I'm going to read that line again. Their desire to please a political base will result in death and disability of vulnerable children and adults. We are 7 months into the new administration, and no CDC subject matter from my center has ever briefed the secretary. I am not sure who the secretary is listening to, but it is certainly not to us. Unvetted and conflicted outside organizations seem to be the sources HHS use over the gold standard science of the CDC and other reputable sources. I am resigning because of the cowardice of a leader that cannot admit that his and his minions' words over decades created an environment where violence like this can occur. I reject he and his colleagues' thoughts and prayers and advise they direct those to people that they have not actively harmed. When we come back, we talk Packers. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.